Well, John, first of all, congratulations, through to a county semi-final. I'm sure that's a good feeling.
It's a great feeling, thanks very much, Tom. We just said that inside in the dressing room there, that it's been quite a while since we've been in a semi-final. It wasn't easy. We got over the line. You know, conditions were tough, but, you know, the lads really put in a huge, huge effort. And, you know, we're absolutely thrilled to be where we are now.
Yeah, got off to a great start and really, you know, nailed your colours to the mast in that first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, we did. The first couple of minutes when units, they got a point from playing, then they got a point from a free. But, you know, after that, we kind of settled into the game. And when we went at them, you know, we kind of had looked at them and we kind of knew that if we got in behind them that we could get maybe a goal or two. And as it turned out today, we did happen to get a goal or two, and I think really that's what took us over the line.
Yeah, goals are always important, Aaron. The first one gave you a bit of a cushion.
It certainly did, yeah. It gave us a huge lift, and, you know, I think it settles the lads as well. Like, and you could see there today, you know, even with the tough conditions, like, you know, we didn't really make too many mistakes on the ball. You know, as obviously we made a few, but with the conditions, we controlled the ball well, we moved it forward well, and then when we did lose it, like, we got back well and we turned them over, you know, worked very, very hard for another position.
Great pace in the team.
Those young fellas, like, they're great. Like, you know, the under 21s that we had last year, they're under 21 again this year. You know, Keane Mulligan, like, when Keane gets going, like, you know, there's no stopping him. You know, Darrell Boyle, the same. Michal Carroll, you know, Nisha came on then, like, and, you know, there is serious pace, and it's hard to contend with, but you know, we're delighted there.
And I suppose you mentioned Nisha coming on, Kevin Cassidy came on as well, showed maybe strength and depth which you haven't had for a while.
Which we haven't had, no, you're right, yeah. Nisha picked up an injury going back a number of weeks, and, you know, he was disappointed that he missed out in the two previous games, but he's got back, you know, to fitness now, full fitness now, and you know, it was great to spring him from the bench. You know, when you watch him on the ball, you know, tearing forward, you know, with boys trailing behind him, like, and Kevin coming on then with the experience that Kevin has, you know, settled things again. And Eamon Collum came on and kicked a great score for us. Like, you know, because Eunice came out in the second half, which, you know, they were always going to come out and put it up to us. And Niall O'Donnell in particular, I thought, had a fantastic game. He kicked some wonderful points.
If there's a downside to it, maybe you're a little disappointed that you let them back into it because you had been so far in control.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to keep control of you know, of a game, you know, for the whole game. Like, we knew coming out in the second half that units were going to come at us, and they did in the first 10 minutes. They brought it back again to 3 points, and then we ended up getting the goal again, and that, I think, settled us again. Had they maybe come back to 2 points or 1 point, you know, it might have been a different game, but then we got a good move, and you know, thought it was a fantastic finish by Darrell Boyle. You know,
hit them on the break, I suppose, and that's something.
Hit them on the break, yeah. That's something that we've been looking at, and you know, with the speed that we have, like, we knew that if we could get possession in the middle of the field and just, you know, go at them from there, like,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we've heard of the draw. It's Niamh Connell.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us all year, like, and I think, you know, as underdogs, you know, I think the lads really respond to it, and you know, none of them were going to be easy. Yeah, you know, once you're in this county semi-final, like, you're coming up against the top teams in the county. So, you know, it's Niamh Connell, and we'll look at Niamh Connell in the next week or two, and we'll plan for them, and, you know, hopefully we can.
And Oran McNeillis, without him today, when is he back?
I'm not sure when he's back. I think they were playing their final tonight. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think hopefully he'll be back for the next one.